This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Mr. Scoggins is here as he is every Monday. He's on the John Schuster Coldwell Banker Hotline. Hello, sir. How are you?
I'm doing great. What's up, brother?
Let's start with Luis Arraez, and it's over. We have not had a chance to chat since the Twins made the trade. They pick up Pablo Lopez, one highly touted prospect, and another guy. And I look at this. You know what my number one reaction to this, Chip, is? It's failure for Falvin.
Mm-hmm.
When Derek was hired, and to a lesser degree, Thad, it was Derek and the Cleveland Indians pitching depth and his role in finding these guys. Well, they haven't found anybody young who they have developed yet, and you say as a starter, he's our guy. No one. Zero. It's trades,
yeah.
Right? They're all trades. Okay, so that's the first instinct. The second one is, once you react to these two, and then we'll kind of go back and forth, is as a guy who used to watch a ton of baseball and doesn't watch as much anymore because I don't like how the game is played now compared to before. And I get it, numbers, and you should try to play the game the best way possible, but it's we got it. Home run walks.
Yeah.
It is such a pleasure to watch Arraez, whether they're right in the heart of it or it's a meaningless game, and he will extract every ounce of juice out of that at-bat possible, and I still love to watch it, and I'm going to miss seeing those type of at-bats as opposed to big swing, stand around because there's way too much of that.
Yeah, my first reaction, I was bummed because I grew up in the same area as you where hitting mattered. Singles mattered.
Yeah.
Batting average mattered.
Yeah.
Taking professional at-bats mattered. When you get two strikes, you change your approach. And so, and I love to watch Arraez bat the way he, you know, if a ball's just off the plate, he shakes his head and he has all the gyrations there.
Right.
I mean, he was fun. And I understand, or at least listen to the comeback that, you know, they got a lot of corner players, you know, he's kind of positionless. They need pitching. Chad, why can't you do both? Why can't you get your pitching in through your development? Why can't you get it through free agency?
Yep,
why do you always have to trade to get pitching? And that's my biggest problem is it's been a one-way street. They haven't developed anybody. They're not going out and this front office just does not want to commit big money to pitching. They want to try to find the retreads that have been good 5 years ago and try to, you know, use their system with their spin rates and all that to rekindle something. And so I just don't know why it can't be both. Why can't you keep players like Arraez and not have to trade him to get pitching?
Well, you're 100% right in the position and his body. His body has betrayed him. He's not great at any position, right?
Mm-hmm.
First base is probably his best spot. But let's stay with the pitching situation. This tells you what you have to give up to get a quality pitcher. He's not a great pitcher. He's nowhere near an ace from what he's done. He's had a bunch of injuries. He didn't last year. But come on, look at the track record. He's missed plenty of time. This is the thing. Because right now, of the two who's accomplished more, it's not close. It is not close. And the X factor is, I think for me, for the Twins to win this trade, not only does Lopez need to stay healthy, it's two things.
Yeah.
They also have to allow him to maybe pitch to the sixth and seventh inning. Because if you're going to give up that much and he's just going to be five innings, give me a break, then just trot out Ober and Varlin and whoever. But if you're actually going to say, hey, he's good enough that we gave up a rise, let's let him see the seventh inning on a regular basis. And I also think that top prospect has to become somebody who's a factor in this lineup down the line.
Well, yeah, the prospect does. And he needs to stay healthy. I mean, we've seen them make trades where guys get injured, guys with injury history get injured when they get here. And so I'm curious to see if Falvey, because it's, we all want to dump on Rocco with the quick hook, but it's an organizational thing.
For sure.
It's above him.
Without
a
doubt.
Not just a Rocco thing. If last year convinced them that they have to change their approach, because you cannot have guys, you cannot be scared to go through an order a third time and then have a shaky bullpen. It just, that model does not work, and we saw it. And so they talked about this being the deepest. Falvey said the other day on the press, on the Zoom call, that this is the deepest pitching staff that he's had in his time here, and there's veterans that they trust. Well, are you going to allow these guys to go deeper in the game so you're not so reliant on your bullpen and you burn them out? I think there's a chance that they maybe learned a lesson last year. I hope they did, because that philosophy, I just don't get it, and I don't think it's a successful one, because you're going to burn your bullpen out no matter how great your bullpen is.
They should do that. I'm dubious they will. And you're so right. There's no way Rocco is doing this on his own. No chance. Now, I get it from Maeda, but let's go over this now. You got Gray. You got Molly. You have Lopez.
Joe Ryan.
These guys have shown themselves they can get to the, I didn't even say the sixth inning. I mean, it's so silly to say the seventh inning.
Don't go crazy on me now. Don't go crazy.
Right. And again, they did go after Darvish and the guy who signed in Philly. I'm blanking on him, right? Wheeler. But part of the reluctance for starters to, let alone you're not paying us enough, is we don't want to be taken out every game after 84 pitches.
Yeah. Well, and that's the, you know, that is the irony of all the injuries that they had last year, pitching in just every player. I don't know that there's a team that's more cautious and more more in tune with giving guys days off and how much they're, you know, the rest days. And so I know they overhauled their medical staff again. They have a new system in place, but
that was it. That guy was the problem. I mean, it's just
He was the problem. But again, I think Sonny Gray knows his, you know, he's been in the league long enough. I think he knows. I agree with Maeda. Let's see how he comes back from the injury. But these other guys, let him throw it. You know,
trust
your instincts on an in-game. Allow Rocco to say, you know what, this guy's going well. We're going to stick with. We're not going to have that same
That's it.
Plan.
Every game's not the same.
Exactly.
All right, let's pause. Normally, it is the best NFL weekend of the year. Does Chip believe it lived up to the hype? More with our friend Chip Scoggins from the Star Tribune in just moments. By the way, follow him on Twitter. Do it right now, at Chip Scoggins. Back with Chip Scoggins, at Chip Scoggins on Twitter, outstanding Star Tribune columnist. Did it live up to the hype, Chip? I mean, four games, eight of the best teams, later afternoon on Saturday, a little bit later than normal noon start on Sunday. What do you think? Compared to other weekends, this one was?
I watched both of them yesterday. You may disown me on this one. Saturday night, I turned off the Eagles-Giants game and watched White Lotus.
No. I would not disown you. I also was clicking around. Now, wait, season one or season two? Because I finished season one. I'm one episode into season two. Which one are you watching?
Well, it's funny. I did them in reverse order because when my daughter was home for Christmas break from college, her and my wife watched season one. I'm like, eh, I'm not watching it. So I watched season two with my wife. And it's better than season one.
It is better. Okay.
So then I went back and watched season one by myself. My wife rewatched it, but so that was season one. I watched the finale during the second half of the Eagles Giants blowout.
Could they include Alexandria though in season two?
I was rooting for her not to die.
Yes. Yeah. No, I'm with you. I watched about the first quarter and a half of the Giants and Eagles, and I checked out. The Jags hung in there.
Yeah.
Obviously, the Mahomes situation was compelling as heck. And by the way, it's not an automatic. The Mahomes is back to himself or close to himself next Sunday.
Well, he won't be. If it's a high ankle sprain, he won't be.
Yes.
That's something that's going to last for weeks. I mean, I think the games this Sunday are going to be terrific. When you look at these are going to be heavyweight matchups, and it would not surprise me watching the way that Joe Burrow and Cincinnati just took care of Buffalo.
Mm-hmm.
If they went in there, if Mahomes is, he's not going to be 100%. Now let's see how much function he can get back in it through, therapy this week. But it wouldn't surprise me the way they played yesterday. And I would not be surprised if both road teams go in there and win.
If I had to pick today, I would pick both road teams. And I'm not even sure it's a
– the Eagles look good, though, Chad.
Yeah. I mean, you're they looked awesome, right? And it also made the Vikings look horrible. I mean, it's made the purple look terrible. So let me say, I don't even think it's a surprise if Cincy wins because you're right on Mahomes. Cincy's won three straight. The last couple of years, they've beat Kansas City three straight, including last year in Kansas City. And if he's healthy, I would take Mahomes.
Sure.
Without a doubt, if healthy, Burrow is my second pick. And I'll tell you what, that separation between the two isn't that much.
I love his bravado. The way he managed that game yesterday. Oh, and it helps when they can be physical like that and run the ball. That was the biggest surprise to me, how more physical they were than Buffalo. But Burrow's terrific. Yeah, I mean, it'll be interesting to see. I think people said Mahomes, him, Josh Allen. And now, Josh Allen's taking some grief nationally today.
Too many turnovers.
Yeah.
This year. Yeah. I mean, he's great. But this year, he just gave the ball away too much. How about your guy, Diggsy? Diggsy, arms up in the air, on the field, on the sidelines. And then the report, which is out there, that initially he walked out of the locker room before the coaches even talked to him, and then a pal convinced him to go back in, but of course he bolted right away. This is all of our shocked faces on Stephon Diggs when it doesn't go well.
Well, when it doesn't go well, that's what he's going to do. Did you see the tweet from the Dallas Cowboys official Twitter?
No. Tell me what they did.
So we all know, these teams tweet out, and it's the most positive. So last night, the Dallas Cowboys' official Twitter account, this is what they tweeted. Dak Prescott gave away the ball twice in a narrow loss to the 49ers in a matchup the Cowboys had a chance to win if they didn't, again, generate self-inflicted wounds.
Wow! I missed that! I mean, they're right, but man, oh man, that's unbelievable. Also in that game.
Is that Jerry Jones typing that out?
Oh, that's so good. I think I'm proposing a rule in the NFL that one team in both one team has to have a kicker from, the stands. It's just so much more fun if there's a kicker involved in the game and you have no idea if he can get it past his own lineman. I mean, Maher and the drama was fantastic last night.
Well, you were cringing every time, and even when they were.
Oh, I wanted him out there. I mean, I thought it was give me more of this.
Yeah, when they were getting close to score, I was like, "Are they going to go for two?"
Yes.
I want them to score right here just to see what's going to happen.
Right.
If that first one to get blocked, that was obviously going to be a mess.
Way left.
But man, yeah, I normally kind of check out on special or on extra points. Don't really pay that much attention. Like those, you're glued to the TV to see how the car wreck syndrome. But yeah, that was, you know, the way Dallas played. I'm sure they're incredibly disappointed. But the Niners are so good. I mean, they are so talented.
They are
just their skill guys, and their defense is fast and physical. I think they're the best team.
I do too.
But the quarterback situation, I just don't know how that rookie's going to keep playing. You know, will the pressure get to him? Yeah, will he get rattled by the pressure? I don't know. But they're the rest of the team. I think they're the best team.
How about Nick Sirianni comparing Jalen Hurts to Michael Jordan after the game? Hey, Nick, let's calm down a little bit.
Yeah. He had a nice game, and we like the progress that he's making. But let's keep it in perspective.
Let's just slow down a little bit. Gopher basketball, they're in it.
Yeah,
but it's still a loss. This is, I mean, honestly, isn't this like a D year for Ben? I mean, D minus. I mean,
yeah, it's Chad. I mean, the thing to me is like, they can't score. I mean, as
literally,
the stat today, they're like near the bottom, and there's 351 teams in Division I. They're near the bottom in scoring in a lot of offensive categories, and it goes back to Ben has to do a better job in the portal with guard play. I mean, their guard play is just not
a lot better.
It's just not Big Ten standard right now, and it's you know, it's affecting everything. Battle hasn't had the kind of year that we thought he was going to have.
Garcia.
You know, the injury, Garcia.
Both those guys.
He's been better of late. But, you know, I don't know how much Battle's injury before the season or right at the beginning of the season with his foot really disrupted him, but he just hasn't been the same player. But it goes back to guard play. You got to have solid guard play in every level of basketball, and they just don't have it right now.
Their guard play is lousy. Right, it's not even mediocre, let alone good. One last thing on the Vikings, and it was so predictable, but it's just gutless and unprofessional that the two brain wizards meet the media on was it Wednesday, and they I mean, the first or second question obviously is on the defense coordinator. We're still reevaluating. So what do they do the next day in a press release? They announce he's gone. It's just cowardice. And I'm sorry. It's just not a media thing either, because the fans should care. We all know they'd already made the decision to fire Donatell. Kwesi, who's disappeared, by the way, he has disappeared after he gave one interview, and he gave a few more answers than apparently he wanted. So he's invisible, and they can't just answer those questions. The public should want to know how they've arrived at this decision. And it's just embarrassing. Don't give me all the Vikings Entertainment Network stuff, which at times is really good, by the way. Mm-hmm. A lot of good people, a lot of good stuff. But don't give me all this transparency BS. And then when you actually have something that's not good, you put out a weak-ass press release on it. Give me a break.
Yeah, and I mean, they knew they were good. I mean,
100%.
Donatell, he was not coming back.
Go on.
To me, more than anything, than trampling on what he did this year, I'm more interested, are you married to the scheme? Like, is Kevin O'Connell and Kwesi, are they married to this 3-4 scheme and just felt like, you know, the wrong guy was running? Or kind of what's their vision for the future? I mean, you can spin it forward if you're that way, but like, that to me is the most pressing thing. We know what happened with Donatell. We know what the problems were. But are they going to stick with this scheme? Do they think the personnel fits it? Was it just implemented wrong? Those are the kind of questions that I think need to be asked of them. We just didn't get that opportunity. I guess we'll get it sometime at the owners' meeting or wherever next time they talk.
Right, exactly. They'll disappear for months, right? And Flores, I mean, sure, he'd be a great defense coordinator. He's interviewing for the Arizona Cardinals head coaching job. So I would think he's going to get a head job, not just a defense coordinator situation. All right, sir. What's on the agenda tonight at home? Relaxing, bang out the column. What do you got going?
Yeah, I think we're going to probably watch the. My daughter's at KU, Kansas.
They had a good game the other day.
So we'll probably watch them. They're at Baylor tonight. That's a big game. So,
how about are you watching MILF Manor?
It was funny. I was scrolling through the TV the other night trying to watch it or trying to find something, and I passed it.
Sure.
We have to stop on this because we were talking about all the bad stuff on TV. But it was a commercial, and then I flipped on. So is it worth stopping and watching or no?
I watched it a little bit the other day. It's so terrible. It's good.
How bored do I have to be to watch that?
Oh, come on. I love bad TV. So it's the moms. They're all ready to get a little something-something. And then who shows up? All their sons.
Oh, no.
What a great planet we have. It's just so good. All right, man. Be good.
All right, brother. We'll see you.
Chip Scoggins, 31 past 2 NCC.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.